I'm thankful for the spirit we've been able to. You hear some say they don't have no spirit no more. I think we still have the spirit. It may not be what it once was. I'm not what I once was neither. But I'll tell you one thing, I'm thankful I'm not what I once was too. Because y'all wouldn't want me to be standing behind this book board. Y'all wouldn't even probably recognize me as being saved. But I was going to read about Nicodemus and where Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. And I wanted to look at that. But he said in the 30th verse in the same chapter, John said this. Jesus said in the 14th verse, if the Son of Man be lifted up, he draw all men unto him. But John the Baptist said in the 30th verse in that same chapter, he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. And I guess if I had a thought, it'd be increasing Jesus and decreasing herself. But there was one of y'all said, I won't say who it was, but one of y'all said something to me, I don't know, about a month ago, and I amened it, agreed with it 100%. He said, if I hear a preacher say I want to hear it be him being a bad example when he says I. And I said, amen. But then I thought about that, and I thought, well, I'm a preacher. And sometimes I use me a little bit. And I thought, well, they ain't just fire on preachers. That's fire for all of us. So if a preacher gets up here and talks about I very much, then I'm like the person that said it. I'm not too crazy about it when they're building themselves up. I don't think that's their job. But I wouldn't be crazy about it if a deacon done it neither. I would like it a bit more if a lay member got up and done it and standed up in a talk and built herself up and left Jesus out. I'll just be honest with you. If you want to turn people off, you do that just a little bit. You go telling people how good you are and what you've done, how you helped so-and-so out and when they was down and out. And you want to just see a bunch of drop heads real quick? Get up and do it. It ain't nothing that's no worse than that. When you start increasing yourself, then you're taking down the Lord. You say, oh, no, I'm trying to build up. No, you're not. If you're building up the Lord, you'll say, you'll let the Lord get the credit for it by other people seeing what you've done, but not going telling them. That's how it should be done. But I thought about John the Baptist. I thought about Charles Spurgeon. Most of y'all probably heard of him. Charles Spurgeon, he's pretty well known. Most of you have heard of Billy Graham, right? A lot of you heard of him. Whether you agree with him or not, you've heard of him. Listen, John the Baptist, there's some people going around a name that's got a name Baptist. He was kind of an important person. He was sent from God, we find in the first chapter of John, to be the forerunner before Christ. He said, he's not that light. But he was come to bear witness of that light. So he leaped in his mother's womb in the presence of Jesus. Listen to me, this ain't Billy Graham we're talking about. This ain't talking about Charles Spurgeon. We're talking about somebody that was well known. Listen, there was a time when Jesus come in to Caesarea and he said, who do men say that I am? And they said, some of them say you're John the Baptist. Listen, I want you to know they thought Christ was John the Baptist. I ain't talking about Brad Whittemore. I'm not talking about Jeff liking somebody maybe a few people had heard of. I'm talking about John the Baptist. I'm talking about somebody that everybody heard of, but he said, I must decrease and he must increase. In other words, I ain't nobody, and he is all of it. He is the increase. If there be any increase, It'll be through Jesus Christ. And so he said, I must decrease. So if you want to be better known as a good preacher, if you want to be better known as a good Christian, leave out I. If you'll say, only time you use yourself as an example, let it be a bad one, then that will work. People don't mind hearing that. They like to hear about how sorry somebody is. It makes them feel all better about themselves. But listen to me, when you go to building yourself up, it just turns people off. And I want you to know we're all full of it. You say, I'm not. I don't want no attention. Well, you're a liar. Listen to me. I don't know nobody that don't want no attention. We all say, well, it ain't what many us preachers. I can call them and I'll talk to them. How'd it go for you today? It went pretty good. I had good liberty. It wasn't 10 people there. Didn't get enough attention. Huh? Listen, we all got a dose of it. If we ain't careful, we'll get up and tell about what I done. I talked to a good old brother just here a while back. He said, I've got me 70 this year. I thought, wow. I ain't done nothing. If I didn't have so much respect for him, I told him that. I love the man. I ain't done nothing. I can't give no increase. All I can do is make me look bad. I want you to know when you go to talking, you better be careful about saying I. There's nothing wrong giving a report, a good report. But when you start putting I in it and I've done something, then it becomes very wrong. Listen to me. We need to increase Jesus. He said, if the Son of Man be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Not Jeff Likens. I want you to know, when somebody tells you you've done a good job, you should never agree with them. I want you to know, understand, I asked a young preacher, ain't been a month ago. I said, how'd it go for you on your first time? He said, it was good. It went good. It was a lot easier than I thought. I didn't know what to say. I was just lost for words. I just stood there, looked all my nose. But listen to me, I've never said it went good. I've never said it was easier than I thought. It's always hard. You think it ain't, get up here and preach what I'm preaching right now. If you think it's easy, get up here and tell somebody that you want all the teaching. You're taking away from Christ. You think this is easy? It's not easy. I'll leave here today and I'll go home and I'll worry myself to death because I know some of you think, boy, he was a jerk today. It ain't about me. It's Jesus today. Listen to me. Peter come to Cornelius. Cornelius fell down at his feet. He said, get up. I'm nothing but a man. We're to let people know that Paul said, I just watered. And Apollos gave, I planted Apollos in water. But God gave the increase. We're never to take credit. Never to take credit. If you, Paul said, I read it to you last week, when I do good, evil is present with me. You know what the evil is? Did you think you're doing good? That's the evil. When you think you're doing something, look at me. There's your evil. If you do something good, keep your mouth quiet. We find in the scriptures where there was one stood on a straight the corner and prayed. He prayed where everybody could hear him. I preached a sermon here one time about selfies. We live in a generation of selfies. You turn on Facebook, Sheila's got Facebook, and I ain't just talking about y'all, I'm talking about my own children. Man, Sheila took selfies before. We took a selfie and put it on Facebook one time. Listen to me, we're living in a generation of selfies. People standing on the street corners praying where everybody can hear them, not to give God honor and glory, but where they will receive honor and glory. It says they'll have their reward. You know what your reward will be? It'll be men and women coming by and telling you what a good job you're doing. It'll be, oh yes, I got done this, I done that. And they'll come by and they'll tell, pat you on the back and say, you done a good job. Listen to me, you will not have no rewards laid up in heaven that way. You'll have your reward. And it'll be the pat you got on your back. How much attention do you need? How many hits do you need? How big of a crowd does it take? How many times have I heard, told y'all the story about where I watched a country music singer at time? That right there meant the most as much as anything I've ever seen out of a country music singer. It's that little bitty short guy. He's always on the Grand Ole Opry. What's his name, Marty? He's got long hair. He's a little bitty fella. Ain't no bigger than a minute. No, it's that name, but he's a real good musician, but he's like me, he can't sing that good. He plays a mandolin, he's a little bitty feller. He's always on the Grand Ole Opry. Oh, come on, y'all know who he is. He's got long hair, it's all very pretty.
Jimmy Dickens?
No, it ain't Jimmy Dickens. Well, anyway, he was in East Tennessee, he'd stopped at this little town, he drove by and he saw this tent. And there was lights hanging that tent. They come by in their bus, their tour bus, come through yonder. They stopped on up there to a little motel, and he said he got out and said there was a preacher up there. Said it wasn't five people in that tent, and said he was pouring his heart out. And he said, what amazed me, if it had been 5,000 men there, he wouldn't have been no different.
Amen.
And I said, he was one of us.
Amen.
See, Brother Johnny, it didn't make no difference. Well, I want Hilltop to grow and prosper. I want Pleasant Valley to grow and prosper. But it made no difference if it was 5 or 5,000. I bet you give them every bit you had, didn't you? See, that's what we're about. It ain't about how much attention we get or how much attention Jesus gets. And how he must increase. That's what's wrong with America today. We have increased us so much, and in that we've decreased Jesus. John the Baptist was somebody. He was sent from Christ to baptize him. He said, I'm not a worthy of loosing the strings upon his feet, upon his shoes, listen to me. But Jesus said, fulfill all righteousness, suffer to be so. He baptized Jesus. He wasn't Jeff Lockett, he was somebody. But he said, I'm nothing. That's all he was saying. Hey, that's all he was saying. I'm nothing, and he's all of it. That's what he's saying. Jesus is it. He's the one. Not me, it's him. Don't look at me. Look at Jesus. They were coming to him because they was baptizing, and they thought Jesus may be doing more work than him. Listen to me. He told them. He said, I'm just the friend of the bridegroom. He's the bridegroom. Not me. I don't care how good a preacher you are. You can be the best one in this country. And if only way you can get a thrill out of it is letting it be about you, than being about Jesus, then you need to quit. I thought about this, so I've tried a deer hunt this week. I hadn't done a deer hunt like that in years. But I thought about this all week, and I had scriptures after scriptures after scriptures after scriptures. I did. But he gave me thought after thought after thought. And I sat there and I said, Lord, I've not increased you enough. Somebody come here and do a really good job and y'all all pat him on the back and stuff, and boy, I get jealous. Y'all know me. I'm jealous over y'all. But it's not about me. If somebody could come and lift up Jesus a little better than I can, I should just get up and applaud and raise up holy hands and say thank you, God. Because he must increase and I must decrease. The best thing can happen to us as a preacher or a man of God, when we stand up there, y'all don't hear us or see us, y'all hear Jesus. I told y'all I can't play drums, but I know somebody that can. And when we get a grasp on that, when you stand up and testify, don't get up and tell about all how good you are and what you've done all week. You get up and tell about how good Jesus is and what he's done all week. And if you'll do that, people will come and shake your hand and hug your neck. They'll love you to death because you're increasing the one that died for them. You're giving, lifting up the one that can draw all men unto him. You want to be a servant of God, then lift up Christ. And if you do anything good, let somebody else see it. And let them go tell the church about it. And you know what that'll do? It won't give you honor and glory, but it'll give him honor and glory. It's hard, ain't it? You say, well, Brother Jeff, I know you're talking about so-and-so and you're talking about, I'm talking about Jeff Likens. Amen. Brother Marty's always telling me all the time, well, you're one of the big hitters. You're one of the big hitters. You're batting clean up, baby. Woo. And if you ain't real careful, you'll go to believing that. And I know he means it for good. He's trying to esteem his brother higher than himself. That's what he means it for. He's not trying to build me up. But he wants me to stay encouraged. I do him the same way. But I'm telling him the truth. And I believe he's trying to tell me the truth. Are you trying to tell me the truth? Am I one of the big hitters? Listen. How pretty, Brad said. Y'all hear that out there? He's Brad Whittemore said, I'm pretty. Listen, if you want to be a big hitter, next time somebody comes up and goes to bragging to you, you drop your head. You want to be a big hitter? When you leave and somebody calls and asks you how it went, you tell them I got through it. The Lord help me. But I, as always, I made a mess. Because if you'll be honest, you probably did. You want to be a big hitter? You give him the honor and glory. Amen. You tell him you can't play drums, but you know the one that can. Amen. You want people to love you? You love Jesus. You be like John the Baptist. I'm just a friend. I'm just a friend of the bridegroom. Ain't that something? Well, you don't think that wasn't the proudest moments he ever had? I'm just a friend of the bridegroom. I must decrease, but he must increase. Amen. Lift him up. Amen. Lift up to Dusty. I got up with that song on my mind this morning. What a lovely name of Jesus. I thought, boy, the Lord's in that. I've got to preach a little bit. Amen. There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So don't quit. Don't quit, Juanita. Amen. Don't give up. Don't quit teaching these kids. Amen. Marty, don't you quit preaching the word. If it gets down to where you only get five views, guess what? Five people got to see it. Five people got to hear about Jesus. If only five show up, Johnny, guess what? Five got to hear about Jesus that day. Because it ain't about us. It really ain't about us. And when we get that through our thick skulls, as I was sitting in that deer blind all week, he let me know over and over, you're not a big hitter. You just get to sit on the bench. But I thank God that I'm on his team.
Amen.
I've never been more thankful to be a friend of the bridegroom. I've never been more thankful to be a bench warmer. I've watched some big hitters. Let me tell you something, big hitters fall. Sometimes big hitters strike out. Sometimes, you ever been watching the World Series? I used to be a Braves fan, and Chipper Jones would get up yonder, and here you are, you're down one run, the bases are loaded, and guess what? It's two outs, and Chipper Jones is about clean up, and you know you've got it. And I've more times than not, I've seen that third strike pass him by and him swing it. And it'd go right in the catcher's mitt. And it'd be over. Listen to me. Big hitters fall. And when you get to thinking you're a big enough hitter that you're doing more than Christ is, that you're the one giving the increase, you're fixing to watch that third strike hit the glove. And he's going to let you walk back to the dugout with your head dropped down. Y'all heard me tell the story about the old preacher and the young preacher come in all full of himself and joy. Went to the pulpit, got through preaching, fell flat if he faced the third strike, hit the catcher's glove, and he failed. He walked out the door with his head dropped down. The old preacher called him outside and he said, "Son, if you'd went in the pulpit the way you come out of it, you could have come out of it the way you went in it." When you stand up and testify, I hear people say, "Well, I probably made a mess when I testified." You probably did. Just to be honest. It ain't none of us can do good without Christ. But listen. With him, we can do all things.
Amen.
So when you get up, you edify Christ.
Yes.
You tear down yourself. You build up Jesus. And guess what? Everybody in the house will see Jesus.
Amen.
Y'all do with it what you will. You can get mad. I'll worry about that. I hear preachers say all the time, "I don't care what they think." Well, I do.
Amen.
If you don't care what they think, you better quit. We're trying to win people.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to do this morning.
Amen.
You might think I'm being a jerk, but I'm trying to win you.
Amen.
I'm trying to help you. It's nothing that makes me feel any worse than hear somebody brag about themselves. I feel bad for them because they don't realize what they're doing. I'm telling you today what you're doing. In God, our praise, his word. In God, I have put my trust. I know not fear what flesh can do unto me. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. One of these little children put that on my Bible before I got up here to preach.
Amen.
Y'all do with it what you got to.
Amen.
I done what I had to. A lot of hours sitting this week and I'm blind. talking to the Lord.
Amen.
Feeling like a dog. Because I know I'm one. At times, I built myself up. You know why people build themselves up? You know why they tire others down? If I go to running Josh Perkins down, you know what I'm trying to do? Is build Jeff Likens up. Tear yourself down. Then Jesus will build you up. Humble yourselves that you might be exalted. That don't just work for lost people.
That's right. Amen.
It works for us saved people too. Us clean up, us people that big hitters. We need to be exalted, humbled.
Amen.
That he can lift us up too. That's my message.